1 week from today, the National Union of Healthcare Workers will have 2,600 mental health care workers conduct a week-long strike against Kaiser Permanente, over the healthcare's failures provider to give timely and adequate mental health services to patients. Joining us on the KSRO live line is the Northern California Chapter of Mental Health Clinicians, Clarence Papazian. Good morning, Mr. Thank you very much. I'm having difficulty speaking this morning.
You wouldn't be the first. It's Clement Papazian. I know it's a mouthful.
Well, let's talk about why you're joining us this morning because of this strike that's going to be taking place next week against Kaiser. Why are you doing this?
Well, you know, we've been at this now for several years, and Kaiser does not staff its psychiatry department with enough psychologists, therapists, and social workers to handle the caseload. There simply is not enough of us to provide timely, adequate care for the number of patients seeking our services, care that patients pay for with their monthly premiums and that Kaiser's required by law to provide in a timely manner. Our patients just can't get appointments because our schedules are already booked solid and the caseloads are growing rapidly as Kaiser enrolls hundreds of thousands of new members under the Affordable Care Act.
Well, there's no question about it. I absolutely 100% agree with you. There's a vast shortage of mental health care workers now that Kaiser has brought so many more people in under Obamacare. But is going out on strike really the best way of handling that situation? Because your contracts may have stalled, but there are going to be some people in extreme emotional and mental distress who must have help somehow. And if you're gone, that leaves them up a creek without a paddle, so to speak.
Well, you know, Melanie, as I've said to you, we've been at this now for some time. You're absolutely right. For patients suffering from depression, panic disorder, or other serious mental illnesses, these delays can be insurmountable obstacles, and the consequences can be devastating. Kaiser's facing four class action lawsuits from patients who have suffered as a result of these violations and from the families of patients who've committed suicide for lack of care from Kaiser. Our feeling is that by going out, we really do the greatest service for these patients in the long run. In fact, your listeners may be acquainted with this issue because your Sonoma County supervisor, Shirley Zane, has been an outspoken leader in the crisis of mental health publicly, calling on Kaiser to do better. In fact, Supervisor Zane herself made it public that her husband, if you can imagine, was the tragic victim of suicide after repeated delays by Kaiser to deliver on their promise of timely access to the care that he needed. So we feel like Kaiser can do better and that it's been too long as it is. So we see this as the only next reasonable step in establishing those really required services.
We're talking with Clement Papazian. He is the with the California chapter of the NUHW. Tell me, you know, this has been going on for a long time with Kaiser. Do they not put enough of an emphasis on mental health from your perspective?
Yes, that's exactly our perspective. You know, it appears that their strategy is over the years to save on the labor costs, but we find that this is just not only inexcusable, but immoral. I mean, Kaiser is enjoying record profits, but won't pay for staffing and services that our patients desperately need. I believe Kaiser earned more than $3 billion in profit this year, $15 billion in profit since 2009, and they have cash reserves in the order of $32 billion. The Affordable Care Act has been a gold rush for Kaiser, and more patients, more profits is
Clement, from our standpoint. Let me ask you, and I've asked a lot of people from the various organizations around unions around Kaiser, why is it that a nonprofit has profits?
Well, it's an artifact of how they establish their pay stream, and I'm not in a position really to speak intelligently about their structure, but we also find it to be a serious head scratcher that a healthcare organization that is established for the purposes of putting those profits back into the services can be making so many billions of dollars, and that these kinds of problems in mental health, for example,
Right.
Are as prominent.
Thanks, Clement. We appreciate your time. Clement Papazian, he is with the Northern California Chapter of Mental Health Clinicians. There's a strike coming up for mental health care workers next week, 2,600 strong.